Now to the latest on that severe weather that swept across the South the last 3 days. More than a dozen reported tornadoes just yesterday in 5 states. Cleanup from damaging winds underway there in Lancaster, South Carolina. And that powerful weather, look at this, on display in St. Petersburg, Florida, as huge chunks of road just disappear in Asheville, North Carolina. ABC's Zachary Kiche touring that state for us tonight with the latest on the damage.
Tonight, a closer look at the damage marking the 3rd day of severe weather outbreak that spanned from Texas all the way to the mid-Atlantic. The cleanup is now underway after a deadly storm system with torrential rains and punishing winds tore through large swaths of the country. In North Carolina, heavy flooding prompting rescues like this. First responders helping stranded residents out of their flooded neighborhood. And over in Asheville, this car got stuck in the high floodwaters after more than 5 inches of rain.
Don't drown, turn around.
This is some of the worst damage we've seen. The carport that Corvette was in is nowhere to be found. And take a look at this. The top of this house was found in pieces across the street. But further south, these storms proved deadly. Near Tallahassee, a young girl was killed after powerful winds knocked a large tree onto her home. This vacationer captured the relentless storm as it rolled through near St. Pete. Then a string of dangerous tornadoes forced officials in Mississippi to declare a state of emergency, the second time in less than a week that's happened. To the north, a tornado in Northern Virginia touched down, damaging cars and homes. And when this massive tree fell in central Virginia, it left hundreds in the dark. Tom, take a look at this house. The roof taken right off. We're told that nobody was inside when this storm rolled through. 6 reported tornadoes touched down right here in North Carolina. And as you can see, the big cleanup has just begun. Tom?
Thankfully, nobody was in that home. All right, Zachary Kiche, thanks so much for that.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.